Hi guys, it's Dr. Linda, and this is The Psychology Behind. I was thinking for this week's podcast, I'd speak to you about attention span and how the modern world's affected it. And this is kind of a personal thing because I've been finding that my attention is not as great as it used to be. I found myself sort of, you know, watching a film and then picking up my phone to check it while I'm watching the film. And that's not something that I used to do. I find it harder to kind of read really long books. I kind of, you know, much, you know, more easily gravitate to shorter articles. Again, that's not like me. And speaking to friends, they're saying the same thing. Now, I started doing some research into this and I found this. Here's an interesting thought. The attention span of your average goldfish is around 9 seconds. This is from research from Microsoft recently. People today, though, generally lose concentration after 8 seconds. That's less time than the attention span of your average goldfish. Now, this gives some credence to the idea that this sort of digitalized world that we live in might actually be impacting on our brains and our cognitive health. And this is something that's really important to me. I do quite a lot of work in the area of how social media affects mental health, but I think we need to be increasingly having conversations about how social media and the way that we engage with the online world affects our cognitive health as well, the way that we think, the way that we pay attention, the way that we learn, the way that we memorize. So this same research surveyed 2,000 participants, and they studied the brain activity of about 112 other people using EEGs. And interestingly, they found that since around the year 2000, which was about the time when the mobile phone revolution began with our smartphones, attention spans dropped from 12 seconds to 8 seconds. And the theory is that we're so inundated with screens and information vying for our attention that we actually find it hard to filter out irrelevant stimuli. You know, in many ways, our physiological evolution is not in any way as fast as our technological revolution, that our brains are playing catch up. So if you kind of look at the basics of how we encode memory, you hear something, goes to your short term, it's encoded, then it moves into your medium and your long term memory. If you interrupt something when it's being encoded, when it's in your short term memory, you're not going to be able to retrieve it in the same way. And I think what we're finding is because there's always an alert on your phone going off, there's always, you know, a message to look at, it's very difficult to actually stay with something for a sustained period of time. Interestingly enough, because of this, our ability to multitask has drastically improved in the mobile age. And again, there's a lot of research to suggest this as well. So this is really highlighting the idea of our brain's plasticity, right? These changes have to do because our brain has the ability to adapt to environmental factors. And I guess this is a good thing because we can use this plasticity to our advantage. And that's what I really want to focus on today. I want to give you some concrete tips on how you can, I guess, take back control of that plasticity. And if you feel that your attention span isn't what it used to be, there are some things you can do. So stay tuned and I'll tell you exactly what those are. Okay, so what are we going to do to help with that attention span? Well, the first thing is to ditch the distractions. So we know that in today's society, being connected and staying on top of your social media feeds and keeping up to date with breaking news is really important. But the fact is that these distractions actually do get in the way of your ability to focus on tasks and concentrate. So if you need to get something done, close all of those irrelevant tabs. Avoid checking your social media or your email. And if possible, try and stay in a quiet environment. If this makes you feel anxious, then tell yourself, you know what, I'll take a break after an hour and I'll check my phone then, or I'll check my messages then. But within that hour, give yourself the best chance of focusing by avoiding all of those digital distractions. Secondly, move. Now, I'm always talking about the importance of moving, physical activity, and how it can affect our moods and it can affect our attention. And in this case, it can even affect our focus because it releases chemicals in the brain that impact learning and memory. In fact, if you exercise, this will actually provide a short-term boost to your mental and cognitive performance. And this will make it easier for you to kind of stay at the task in hand, right? So sort of really focus on it and not be distracted. So simply by exercising 3 times a week, even if it's just taking a brisk walk around the block, will help you enhance that attention span and stay focused. Thirdly, drink up. A recent study in the Journal of Nutrition found that even mild dehydration, which can be so slight that you don't even feel thirsty, because don't forget, many times we're dehydrated even before we actually feel thirsty, but this mild dehydration can actually lead to inattention. So simply keeping a glass of water by your desk or taking a cup of tea into a meeting room can actually help you stay alert and focused throughout the day. So next time you're at an exam or in a meeting, the simple act of taking your bottle of water with you might make all the difference. Fourthly, it's important to take things one at a time. We know that it's easier to focus when you don't have a lot of things vying for your attention. So make a list of the tasks that you have to do and then actually focus one at a time. And again, making a list has to have kind of a finite amount of things on it. I think for a lot of people, the problem here is that the lists become too long and then you get anxious about all the things that you're not doing on the list. There's a lot of research to suggest that we can more or less do 3 big things on our list every day. So make sure your list isn't too long. Take one thing at a time and don't worry about what you haven't done yet. Focus on where you are and only move on when you feel ready. Finally, motivate yourself with something that you want. We are creatures that respond to reward very well. It's a key mechanism in directing behavior. So psychologists have known this for years. So the thing is, if you want to create a deadline for a task, try and combine it with a reward. And that way you're much more likely to do it. This is really useful, particularly if you're sort of self-employed, so you don't need to report to anyone. So if you're organizing tasks with deadlines and rewards in mind, it'll give you a kind of structure that means that, okay, once I finish this, that's when I'm going to have my break and, you know, have that piece of cake I've been waiting for. Or once I finish this, that's when I'm going to call my friend and have like a 10-minute chat about something or whatever the case may be. But making sure you associate the behavior with a reward and you associate that behavior with a finite amount of time makes it much more likely that you'll stay focused and motivated. I really hope you found that useful. That was The Psychology Behind, and it was produced in conjunction with Audio Boom. If you enjoyed listening, I always love hearing back from you. So please don't forget to rate, review, or just tell me what you think. And obviously, if you're liking the series, subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. That's it for this week. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Till then, bye-bye.